The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Give God the credit. Are you careful to make sure that you give praise to God for things He does? He's faithful to us in so many things that our hearts should be filled with His praise and thanksgiving to Him. And what about things that happen or we have a part in and others thank us, giving us all the credit? Most of the time I'll try to tell folks, well, you're welcome. And then when it comes to mind and the Spirit's clearly giving me an opportunity, I'll add something like, you're welcome, and I thank God for giving me the ability. I believe that we miss valuable opportunities to give Him the credit that He deserves and conversations that could lead to open doors to share the gospel. Here's an example of circumstances where Joseph had two very clear opportunities to give God credit. Listen carefully not only to how he did, but most importantly, how God used these to bring others into a closer understanding of who He is. You may recall the circumstances where Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. Then, after he was put in a position of high authority and then was falsely accused, well, we pick up the account as he was in jail and Pharaoh had a couple of prophetic dreams. We pick up that account in Genesis chapter 41. The next morning, Pharaoh was very disturbed by the dreams, so he called for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. When Pharaoh told them his dreams, not one of them could tell him what they meant. Finally, the king's chief cupbearer spoke up. "Today I have been reminded of my failure," he told Pharaoh. "Some time ago, you were angry with the chief baker and me, and you imprisoned us in the palace of the captain of the guard. Well, one night, the chief baker and I each had a dream, and each dream had its own meaning. There was a young Hebrew man with us in the prison who was a slave of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he told us what each of our dreams meant. And everything happened just as he had predicted. I was restored to my position as cupbearer, and the chief baker was executed and impaled on a pole. Pharaoh sent for Joseph at once, and he was quickly brought from the prison. After he shaved and changed his clothes, he went in and stood before Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'I had a dream last night, and no one here can tell me what it means. But I have heard that when you hear about a dream, you can interpret it.' 'It is beyond my power to do this,' Joseph replied. 'But God can tell you what it means and set you at ease.' So Pharaoh told Joseph his dream. Joseph responded, 'Both of Pharaoh's dreams mean the same thing. God is telling Pharaoh in advance what he's about to do.'" Well, Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh. He made it really clear that it is God that revealed these things. And then later, during the famine, his brothers came to Egypt to buy food. Then came the big reveal when Joseph told them who he was. The brothers were very concerned that they would receive punishment for how they'd treated him. We pick up the story here in Genesis chapter 50. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. "Look, we are your slaves," they said. But Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. No, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children." So he reassured them by speaking kindly to them. So Joseph and his brothers and their families continued to live in Egypt. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. There are many instances throughout Scripture where we hear of His people giving credit to God. Jeremiah chapter 10 is just one example. "He hath made the earth by His power. He hath established the world by His wisdom. And by His understanding hath He stretched out the heavens." Folks, there are times when it's absolutely obvious to us that God's fingerprints were clearly on the things that happen. It is exciting when others, and in some cases non-believers, see that it was something supernatural clearly a God thing. I have a dear friend who has gone through some very hard times in his life. He has been wheelchair-bound for many years and takes care of his young son who lives with him. He lives near me, and we get together occasionally. A thought came to me that I should give Kevin a $50 bill. Well, I got busy with life, and then a couple of days later, God reminded me about it. Shortly after that, I got a call from him saying he was close by, so I got in the car and went down to see him. I gave him the gift, letting him know that it was definitely something God wanted him to have. He graciously accepted it, and I went on about my day. A short while later, I received a text message from him, and I quote, "In order to avoid a utility shutoff, I needed to pay that exact amount. How in the world did you know? God bless you. God is so good." End of quote. You know, we both clearly gave God the praise. There's no way I could have known the amount needed or had any knowledge of when he needed to have the funds. Dear friend, when you have opportunity to help someone and they thank you, be courteous. Tell them they're welcome and make sure to give God the credit and praise him.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.